Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 TAM. Look good, feel good with $5 TAM.
It's that time again. It's second date update time, and Holly is here joining us this morning. Holly, let's get to it. Tell us about Dean. What's going on?
Hi. So it's fairly simple. He's just really late getting back to me.
How late?
That's all I got.
Yeah, how late?
It's been like 2 weeks. I did wait a couple of days before texting after our date. Texted him that it would be really good to see him again, and he never replied.
Okay, well, let's get to that date, your first date, obviously. How did that go?
Well, I thought, he's super funny. He said the world missed out when he wasn't chosen to play Elvis. And
Elvis biopic.
Yeah, yeah, but not like in a arrogant way, gross way. I mean, he seemed really cute about it, and then he was like started singing the Elvis songs. It was cute.
Weird. Okay. Say, I'm sorry.
You think it's cute? Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, as long as flows.
Bust out my Elvis impression next
time.
And
this is over dinner then, Holly, I imagine, right? Or
yeah, okay. Yeah. Typical first date dinner,
How did you two originally meet? Not on some Elvis dating app,
obviously. Well, it wasn't an Elvis app, but it was a dating app.
Okay. GracelandOnly.com.
Right. Okay. And so tell us about, he's singing you some songs, and it was dinner, obviously, over dinner. And then how did the date end? I think this is so important because this is how you leave it with the other person and what's going to happen next. So tell us about that.
Right. So it seems good. After dinner, we went for a walk. He was singing. We were talking. And he walked me to my car. He gave me a kiss. Mm-hmm. It was a very nice kiss. Okay. And walked away singing Elvis. I thought
Elvis
it was adorable and
has left the parking lot.
Really likes Elvis. Yeah. But I thought it was cute, and I really thought I would hear from him.
Right. Well, it sure sounds like it, and you seem delightful. So we're going to do our thing. We're going to call him up. We're going to call up Elvis and see what we can find out, Holly. All right? Mm-hmm. We can't make any promises, but hopefully we'll have Dean joining us next. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hello.
Hi, is this Elvis?
Huh?
Okay, Dean, don't
is
hang
this
up.
Dean?
Yeah, Dean, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. Please, I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's Thunder and PT, and we're on the radio here at 102.9 The Wolf this morning. We've heard some really great things about your Elvis impression. Dean, are you there?
Yeah, what is this for?
Okay, yeah, so it's...
Let's take it back a couple seconds.
Right.
We got contacted by Holly, who went on a date with you a couple weeks ago, and she hasn't heard back, and we kind of do this thing on our show where we try to get people back in touch with people that haven't gotten back to them. So she told us that you, kind of sang some Elvis.
She gave you my number?
Yeah, and listen, you don't have to sing, Dean, but Holly would really like to know why you haven't been back in touch with her after your first date a couple weeks ago.
Oh, look, she's a beautiful girl, but we're just in different places in our lives.
Okay, and how so?
Yeah, why is that?
I'm just looking to settle down and get serious, and she paints pet portraits, but she's convinced she's the next Picasso, you know?
Pet portraits?
Yeah. Come on, once you're in your late 20s, like, it's time to grow up and get real, you know?
Okay, and you've seen...
Getting real. I'm not being unrealistic. This is what I love to do.
Well, there's Holly there, too, Dean.
Yeah, Dean, forgot to tell you that. Yeah, Dean, just stay right where you are. Holly, what were you saying?
Well, I don't see who you are to say that I'm being unrealistic. Just because I'm in my 20s and I'm doing something that you don't think is cool, like, my break could be right around the corner. It's what I like to do.
And, Holly, you're good at it.
Yeah.
And, Dean, you're saying no to a second date with Holly because you've got a problem with that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, hi, Holly. It's cool that you want to have, like, three roommates and wait for fame while you paint pictures of, like, Fluffy and Fido on the side. But I'm ready to move on to the next phase of my life, okay? Like, we're not compatible.
Then why were you singing me a love song all night?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
You're hot, and my Elvis impression has, you know, worked wonders before.
So you thought I would sleep with you because you sound like Elvis a little bit?
Okay. You can't, like, blame me for trying.
Okay, all right, so you paint pet pictures, but the only reason, Dean, you won't go out with her is because of that, even though she's beautiful, she was wonderful, she was delightful all night.
Plus, you're the one who says you want to settle down, but it seems like your intentions that night weren't so pure.
Look, I'm single, okay? There's nothing wrong with, like, a hookup or two while I look for the right one.
But that's not what happened, right, Holly?
No, that didn't happen. I'm so confused.
Dean, you know, you talk a lot about this. We've heard a lot about this Elvis impersonation. I don't think it'd be fair to let you go without, because I'm guessing you're saying no to a second date, but without you giving us a little bit of Elvis.
You know, I don't really feel like it. Sorry.
Come on, what was the song you were singing to her?
It was Can't Help Falling in Love.
Okay. We're waiting.
Wise men say only fools rush in. I can't help falling in love with you.
Holly, surprised it didn't work, Holly.
Well, it would have if he hadn't turned out to be an asshole.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really worried.
So you can get away with your Elvis singing, but for Holly, the fact that she's doing something and making money and earning a living by doing something she loves, it's a no for you for a second date.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I find it interesting that he's trying to find someone to settle down, but yet he was, like, looking for a hookup with an Elvis track.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Ew, just... No, like,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, good. Well, listen, I tell you
sorry,
what,
sweetie.
We're going to get your number here off the air, Holly. I'd love to get some pet portraits painted.
There you go.
Yeah, and if anybody else would. Yeah, so we'll get your number here off the air. Elvis, could you sing us out?
As I say, could it be a sin? I can't tell. Falling in love with you.
Dean, Holly, I'm sorry it didn't work out today, but we want to thank you both, you and Elvis, for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I can't help falling in love with you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.